We can play a game or two of football and let it go with that. I'll let your mother put a little on here. I, of course, listen to San Diego and Dan Reuter. I don't know is that I can say that either one deserved to win. They sounded to me, I didn't get to see it. You might have. But I didn't get to see it because it wasn't televised here in Denver. I listened to it, but I thought it was a pretty lousy game for either team, far as that goes. But I don't know what happened to Denver, but they went to Cleveland. There was 21 points underdogs when they went to Cleveland, but I suppose you've seen the final score. It was Denver. It beat them 27-0. It's the first game that I've seen Denver play that really appeared to be a football team. They really got out there and showed that they could play football. They didn't make those mistakes like they usually do of 15 yard penalties, and I think about 15 yards altogether. Well, so much for football. They're going to Philadelphia Sunday. I don't know just how they'll make out there. They did here. Cleveland, they should win another game, but I seem to be having a little trouble here at the machine, but I guess it's going to tape all right. Well, I don't know much more to say. I'll leave the rest of this tape for your mother. She can do a little talking to you. So we'll be expecting to hear from you before long, and things work out right, why, maybe I'll even see you. So we'll wait and see. I haven't gone out and bought a lot of fancy clothes to wear out there yet, because I know if we get there once that won't be too much going out. We did go out to dinner again Sunday, but that is all. Going to Vendani's over to Fern's one day, but I'm better off at home. Well, I'm going to shut my part off now and let your mother do a little talking before this tape runs out.
Well, good morning, everybody in San Diego. Believe it or not, it's only 9 o'clock Thursday morning. Dad did his little speech last night, so I thought I better get a little something said here so I can get this in the mail. I hope you have some new labels. I have to fix this box up some way. Oh, yesterday was such a beautiful day. I got out and I did some watering. It had been so dry all month. I raked up a few more leaves and thought that it just about would do it for this fall. So they predicted rain and snow today, and I couldn't possibly see how it could snow, but it may. It's real gloomy today. It's kind of drizzling now, and it looks as though it might turn to snow before the day is over. So that's us. We'll have a snowstorm, then it may be nice again. I got my bathroom cleaned yesterday. Washed the ceiling, walls, everything, the curtain. So I have that much done. Well, Dad's been getting out a little bit. Last Sunday we did get out to dinner with some friends. And we managed to get over to Fern's one day last week. That's the first time we'd been there since you were here in August. Sometimes he goes in the car with me and we take little, if I go shopping, if I don't stay too long. Well, it sounds as though you're busy, Mark. And you too, Cheryl. I know you're all just thrilled to death over that new house, and I'd sure love to see it. Now, Dad has the notion that he'd like to come out as soon as possible. I think the reason he feels he wants to come now is that he's afraid he may wait too long and won't come at all. So you let us know whether that'd be all right. I know there's a lot of things you have to do and want to do, and so don't let us bother you that way. So we shall see, and you can let us know what you think about it. And it won't take me long to get ready. I still have a couple meetings that I can go to and things that I can do, and I'm crocheting, knitting. When the yard work quits now, I'll have more time to spend in the house, but I'd always rather work outside than in the house. I guess I must be an old farmer or something. Kids still don't know about their move to Greeley. Fern was going to start to work today at the high school, work 2 days a week. So we'll see how long that lasts. You know our Fern. Yes, I'll take my car over and see if they can't put the snow tires on today. It's almost time for a sticker so I can have all that done. And I'll have to get some groceries in case.